Welcome to this week's edition of 10 Minutes With, where I'm joined by two guests from the Grand Theatre. I'm going to let them introduce themselves. Hello.
Hi, I'm Sue Howell. I'm the Access and Operations Manager at the Grand.
And I'm Remy Lloyd. I'm Front of House Manager at the Grand, and I will be covering Sue's maternity leave.
Brilliant. Thank you for joining us, first of all. Just want to get a bit of an idea of, obviously, people from all sections of the community come to the Grand. It's a well-known theatre. It's been around for many, many years. Can you tell us a bit more about the Grand, just in terms of what it does and what kind of shows it's got going on?
Well, the Grand is a big hosting theatre, is that what we're called?
It's like a receiving house.
Receiving house. And we have a variety of plays, musicals, opera, ballet.
Wow.
We have a real range of things for a real range of people.
Brilliant, brilliant. And how long, if you don't mind asking, has the Grand been going on for?
The Grand Theatre has been established. It's actually our 125th anniversary this year.
125th.
So we've got some very special celebrations that are currently being planned. That'll be information about that will be coming out soon. But so the theatre's been there for 125 years.
And do you get guests coming on just from, say, the Wolverhampton area, or are you more sort of Black Country, would you say?
Do you mean visitors?
Yeah, visitors, apologies.
We get people from a lot further afield than the West Midlands. It's mainly our main sort of source of patrons is from the Black Country and the West Midlands, but we get people as far afield as, I mean, I've got people on the on my access register from Surrey, and
wow.
You know, so some people will make a journey, or if they come to this area, they'll come to the Grand. Because we've got good train links, you know, the train station's just down the road, it's quite easy to get to from there. So
you mentioned, obviously, the Grand in terms of your jobs as Access. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a bit more about what that means, please?
Okay, so my role as Access and Operations Manager at the Grand means I organise all accessible performances for anyone who has any sort of disability or visual impairment. So we currently provide caption performances and BSL interpreted performances for those who are deaf, deafened or hard of hearing. We do relaxed performances for people who are on the autistic spectrum or with learning difficulties. And most prominently for this interview, we do audio described performances, which are for people who have any sort of visual impairment.
Excellent. So it's quite a wide variety of disabilities you cover.
Yeah.
And are you covering all shows, or is there particularly certain shows that you cater for?
Currently, the way it stands with budgetary-wise, and it's something that the theatre provides rather than the show itself. So a touring show doesn't bring the accessible performance with it. We have to provide it.
So you're being very proactive.
So we try to provide as many as possible throughout the year, but they do tend to be on bigger productions because the bigger touring production companies will make a payment towards it, which is
absolutely
always helpful. Obviously, some of the smaller companies don't have that budget or that opportunity currently.
And do you mind me asking why you started this initiative and roughly when it started?
Oh, I'm not actually sure. I know we've been doing, well, audio description in the UK has been going for between 25 and 30 years.
Excellent.
There's a couple of companies that have been running for that long that provide it across the north and the south. But the theatre itself has been sort of very proactive, I would say, for at least 6-7 years, really trying to sort of grow the opportunities and the services that we have for those who have disabilities or impairments.
Excellent. And what's the kind of feedback you've had for people from the sight loss community about some of the productions you've had on all the assistance you've had for them?
So we actually have quite a solid following of people who do have visual impairments. We have certain patrons who will come to every audio described performance we do because they enjoy the service. I know that Remy's had some good experiences of helping those patrons, and they do give very good feedback to our front of house staff, because our front of house staff have completed Beacon Sight Friendly Award. They've done a lot of training, And so they're quite confident with guiding and assisting in every way they can. So we do get generally good feedback, but we like to try and spread the message because we do Absolutely. Know that there are some people out there who don't even know that they can attend theatre still Brilliant. And that there are these services out there to help them. So.
And do you mind me asking you both, are you from similar backgrounds in terms of helping people and supporting them with access, or was this a new career for you both?
I've been in theatre for a very long time, but access is something that I've only just moved into within the last 3 years. But it's something that became very passionate about very quickly when you realise that there are so many people out there that need help. And I think I've taken that passion and passed it to the front of house staff, hence why Remy is very willing to take over from me.
Yeah, all of my experience with access is from the theatre as well. I've worked there 4 years, and
wow.
The year I started was our first ever relaxed performance.
Oh, okay.
So then from that, and then when Sue took over, I got more involved in it. And
do you mind expanding what relaxed performance means, please?
So the auditorium lights stay on. We kind of lower. There's not as much. There's no flashing lights. The sound levels are lowered.
It's a performance where. We alter certain parts of a performance to make it a more relaxed, as it suggests, environment. And it's for those who suffer with autism or social anxiety or have learning difficulties, or who would generally just find the standard theatre environment quite daunting, whether it's sitting in the dark, the pyrotechnics that go off, anything like that. We sort of make those small adjustments so that they can enjoy it. It's also an awareness thing. Sometimes people don't feel that they are welcome at the theatre.
Okay.
They might shout out if they are enjoying something because that's part of their sort of learning difficulty or disability, and they don't feel comfortable going to a performance where people might judge them for that. So we have a relaxed performance to try and make them feel comfortable and relaxed within the theatre. So.
And if you tell me about, obviously I've been to the Grand and I've seen the environment around it, but for those who've never been to the Grand, can you, obviously theatre is one element, it's excellent, the work you're doing to support people to see these shows and hear the shows, but what about the environment around the Grand, food, drink, transport, etc.? Does that also, is that something that people can sort of, you know, are there readily available restaurants, etc., and all that kind of stuff?
So the theatre itself does not have any kind of cafe or restaurant. It is something that is in a future plan that our CEO has launched,
Brilliant.
Because it is something that he feels is missing from the theatre.
Yeah.
But it's not something we currently have. We do have a lot of local restaurants around.
Brilliant.
Transport-wise, like I've said, we are very close to the train station. The metro line is literally being put straight past us, so we're hoping that that will encourage people. I mean, we do have a lot of visually impaired patrons who will catch the train and can make
Brilliant.
Their way to the theatre from the train station
Excellent.
On their own. They're comfortable to do so. And we have some lovely security guards who work at the front of house who, if anybody needs assistance or needs a taxi calling for them or anything like that, they're more than happy to help.
So you'd say it's definitely
that,
a welcoming vibe.
We like to think so.
No, that's excellent. Before we go on to the actual shows themselves, your current timetables, etc., what's in the pipeline in the future for the Grand? You know, I appreciate you can't give us all the details, but any snippets you could tell us about future accessibility or future plans for the Grand?
So the big future plan currently is there's a building next door that used to be the old post office for anyone who knows Wolverhampton well. That is currently, we are hoping to purchase that building and create what our CEO is calling a pop-up theatre, which it's a smaller scale venue, and it would be so we could expand our variety of performance. Our auditorium is 1,200 seats, and so you can imagine that if something's like a small scale touring, they can't come to something that's a 1,200 seat venue, it's just too many. But it also opens up the possibility for more functions, weddings. There's lots of different options that it opens out to us. And it would be completely flat access. So it shouldn't cause any access problems for any patrons of any kind. And it also gives us an opportunity to look at creating more in-house sort of work. And the theatre is very passionate about if we create anything in-house, there is accessibility involved in it because we have that control. So
you've covered the accessibility issue quite well, and thank you for that. Can we just mention, so sat at home, living with X disability, be it sight loss or something else, how do I go about booking, first of all?
So the first thing I should mention is for those who have any disability or impairment, we have an access register scheme. It's not compulsory to join, but if you do join, it's completely free of charge. It just requires you to fill in a form, or if you need assistance, you contact us, and myself or Remy in the future will help you fill out that form. And basically all it does is it allows those people who require additional services and appropriate discounts to be able to get those services. A lot of the shows at the theatre now are under producer's rule of you can only have discounts for a certain amount of thing, whereas our access register, there is discounts across every single show, every performance, because we believe it's important to do. So if you're a member of our access register, or if you're not, you can. There are a couple of ways to book. You can come into the theatre itself. Our box office is open from midday. Monday through Saturday, or you can call them on 01902 429212, and any of our box office assistants, any additional service you might need, whether it's audio description or British Sign Language interpretation, anything like that, they can advise you the best place to sit, the best seats we have available.
Excellent.
Anything like that, and obviously ticket prices. Alternatively, if you can use a computer, or you have access to one, we have our website, which is grandtheatre.co.uk, and you are able to book online as well. The only thing to mention is if you are a member of our access register, we hold off specific seats for those people.
Maybe it's a bit more advisable to get
so
on the register. So
if you want to be on the access register, we hold off seats for, say, for the audio described performance, they're seats that are closer to the front. So those people who
have... So you get more priority, basically.
Yeah, basically, but you can't book those online. You'd have to speak to the box office over the phone or in person.
And how do you get access to the register?
You can either ring the theatre and request one, and they'll send you out in the post. Yeah. Or if you do, again, if you have access to a computer, you can email myself at suh, which is S-U-E-H, at grandtheatre.co.uk. And I can either email one out to you, or again, if you give me your address, I can post it out to you. So.
Excellent. Well, we're at that stage now where we're going to talk about what's going on at the Grand. Obviously, it's that magical time soon, Christmas. So what have you got going on in the near future?
So we have, for Dracula, we have an audio described performance on Saturday the 24th of November at 2:30 p.m. And then for our pantomime, we have two audio described performances, Thursday the 3rd of January at 2:30 p.m. and Sunday the 6th of January at 2 p.m.
And what's the pantomime this year then?
We have Sleeping Beauty this year.
Sleeping Beauty, okay. Yep. And who's that starring, if you don't mind me
We've
asking?
Got Doreen Tipton, Ian Adams.
They're returning from last year, so that's our Dame and the well-known Black Country celebrity that is Doreen Tipton. And then we have the lovely lovely Debbie McGee.
Debbie McGee.
And we have little guest appearance from Sooty.
Sooty as
well.
Yes,
for the kids. So
amazing.
Yes,
so there's lots of exciting stuff going on. How would you describe your current situation, just to sum up, at Grand compared to, say, 30, 40 years ago, when obviously access was very different?
I think now access is a big priority. Our current vision at the theatre is to reach as many people as possible through the magic of theatre. And I think everyone would agree that accessibility is one of the most important things in that, whether you have a mobility issue or whether you do have a disability or an impairment, access is incredibly important to ensure you can still enjoy the theatre. So it's a priority from the top down, and we're actually one of the only theatres, a lot of theatres out there don't have this job role. There isn't somebody who is dedicated to access in the theatre, so we kind of feel like we're we're trying everything we can to do as much as we can.
And, so would you say it's safe to assume, you know, you've got dedicated staff members just for this? You haven't just got an automated system or something of that nature?
No,
people are well trained, they know what they're doing, and you as a team are there to help support people, be it face to face or over the phone or on email, etc.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, my job role is there to support people on an individual basis, but I think Remy will agree with me that her front of house team are incredible. They have definitely, they've taken on any kind of training I've thrown at them in the last few years, and they absolutely thrive and they love to try and put that training into practice. So we have a really good team who are eager to help. So if there is anything anyone needs, they just have to get in touch and we'll do our best to help. So
brilliant. Thank you for joining us, Sue, and thank you, Remy.
Thank you.